What is up, my homies? Welcome back to another episode of Don't Skip Legs, another episode where we chit-chat with each other. You guys know the drill. How we doing? Are we surviving? Are we thriving? What's the vibes? The gray skies are finally going away. The sun is coming in. I have the sun like shining on my face right now through my big windows. And I'm so excited to see the sun. It's like you're a whole new person. The sunshine comes out. It's the degrees between 50 and 60 right now. And if you're in a warm state, I'm very jealous and envious of you that you're actually probably feeling degrees above 55. But this is my little springtime right here. This is my hint of summer where I'm like, oh my God, like, can I go outside and run around in shorts and not leggings and a vest and a long sleeve and a freaking like hat? I'm like, oh my God, it's summer's coming. We finally had daylight savings. The sun is setting at like 7 p.m. And it feels so weird though, because the other day I was like teaching class, and I teach my night class at 7 p.m. on Mondays. And I was at the studio like working at the like first class before mine is 5:30, 6:30. So I work the desk at like 4:30, blah, 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 setting up for 5:30. And I'm just like at the studio and I'm like, I feel like I'm not supposed to be here. I feel like it's the middle of the day because the sun is like so bright and it's still light outside. But usually for the 5:30 class, it's dark. And then especially my 7 p.m. class, it's like pitch black. And I was teaching my 7 p.m. and it was still a little light outside. It didn't even get dark until probably 7:30, like halfway through the class. And I was like, okay, now we can pick up the dark vibes, because I like when it's dark in that class and I can like do these little like strobe light things. We have these little like glow balls, and usually just put it on one color. But sometimes when I'm doing our cardio blocks and they're like 5 minutes long and people are like wanting to curse at me because they're doing burpees and jumping jacks and high knees for 5 minutes long, I like to turn on the flashing lights. I'm like, yeah, party, enjoy the music, look at the lights, have a party, we're in the club, we're vibing. I know you're doing all these exercises right now, but just feel the vibes around you. Let me clap and yell in your face in a good motivating way, not a yell in your face being like, you suck. No, I'm like, you guys are killing it. Vibes, you know, just feel good in the darkness. But it was light. But like, if I wasn't teaching class, I would have loved that. But I was teaching class, I was like, where's my dark vibes? But yeah, it's crazy. It's kind of darker in the morning though. But it'll all situate itself out, and then summertime's here, and then I'm thriving, surviving. We're all thriving and surviving. I just, that was a long speech of how spring is basically here and summer is around the corner, especially with daylight savings. But guess what, guys? We are going to get into our little topic, and I want to talk about kind of like outgrowing things. You know, I'm feeling like I'm in a stage of outgrowing things, and it's just, I just want to talk about it because I feel like a lot of people can relate to this. And I especially want to talk about being in your 20s and outgrowing things. I know you can outgrow anything at any time in your life. But when you're in your 20s, I feel like you go through a lot of those outgrowing stages because you think you need to be in one stage and that's just really not where you're supposed to be. And you get that uncomfortable feeling and you're like, this is just not where I need to be. Like, I need to switch it up. That's why I feel like a lot of people in their 20s like move around from jobs, move around from locations, because this is like our time to figure out exactly where we want to be and what we want to do. So yeah, let's talk kind of like being like, you know, in your 20s, outgrowing that feeling, the like, I need to get the fuck out of this body because I just feel like things in my life are not going the way that I need to, and they need to change. You know, you just get that like, itchy feeling, the like, get me out of here. So we know that being in our 20s is like a crazy time. You're like, you either feel like you're on top of the world, or you feel like you're like, you know, it's the real adult time. You're on your own. You could be advancing and getting married and having kids. You could be owning businesses. You could be unemployed. It's literally the most chaotic time of your life, I feel like, because you're just coming fresh out of college, fresh out of like living with your parents your whole entire life, to college, to them being like, oh, here you go, get a job, get in relationships, have kids, be the next generation, be a billionaire, be a millionaire, do all this stuff. And that's like so much pressure on 20-year-olds, obviously, because we don't know what the fuck we are doing, and that's okay. I'm sitting here at 25, and I just, you know, I've chatted about it, that sometimes I feel like I'm behind, and especially in our 20s, if you're at my age of 25 and stuff like that, or a little bit older, like COVID took away our first entering of the 20s. Like, I was 21 when COVID hit, and I feel like I'm still 21, 22. I feel like I'm still in college because my brain never had that closure of graduation and end of my swim career and stuff like that. So I just, 20 is just a weird time, especially we went through the COVID era, which is also a weird time. And it's what? Oh my God. Yeah. This will be releasing on March 13th, which is literally the day that COVID shut us all down, which is kind of crazy because now we're in 2024 and just life is so different. But enough of stupid COVID. Just that era and stuff like that. But a lot of the times when you're feeling like, you know, you're in your 20s, there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of outgrowing of things around you. And I just feel this right now. And I just want to just talk about it. I think it's because, again, we go through the shift of being a child under our parents' roof to going to college, to be surrounded by so many friends in college. You know, you're surrounded by a new family that you're making in college. You have a lot of people around you, a good community around you. And then all of a sudden, after those 4 years, you're being dumped into the real world where you kind of have to choose the path you want to take. And again, we're usually getting dumped out of college at the age of 22. Our brains are not fully developed. We think we want to do something, but in reality, that's actually not what we want to do. And it's a lot of flip-flopping around. And you just don't know what path to take. We kind of look at this as we should be adults. We should find the job that makes all the money in the world because that's what this world is kind of driven to. That's what America is kind of driven to, is like making the most money. You know, we should stick to that job out of college because maybe we don't like it, but hey, isn't this what the real world's like? Like, doesn't everyone hate their job? Shouldn't we just do the job for the money and it's okay if we're a little sad at it, a little miserable at it? It's a lot of this comfortability that we try to create around these things that we're eventually going to feel that feeling of outgrowing. Because if you're feeling that, you know, I hate this job, I hate this relationship, I hate this friendship, I hate this location that I'm in, you're clearly outgrowing it. And that is totally normal. And we need to outgrow things to continuing our path on growing as a good human being, well-rounded human being that you're meant to be. The universe has a plan for you. That's what I'm big on. The universe has that plan for you, and we need to follow that plan. So it means dropping one thing to go on to the next, to get onto that plan that the universe has for us. I obviously talk on here a lot about how growing is such an important part of our lives because, you know, we got to keep experiencing this thing, keep moving forward on the path, and like ditch the things that are dragging us down because we need to succeed. The whole thing in our life is we need to succeed. We need to find that happiness. But we also all know that growth is scary, and being stagnant can be even scarier because if you stay in that stagnant life that's not meant for you, then you could literally be just miserable. You know, we can't be stagnant. It's an uncomfortable feeling. We know that. But you don't want to look back in your life and was like, why was I trying to play it safe? Why was I being comfortable? Why was I stagnant? I could have accomplished so much more if I just dumped this and took that other opportunity. It's just the feeling of outgrowing something is like unexplainable. Like I'm currently feeling it in an aspect of my life, and it's just, it makes me want to cry, it makes me want to shelter, it makes me just want to crawl out of my skin, it makes me want to lay in my bedroom and like just like get away from the world. It just makes me not, I don't know, I literally cannot explain this feeling of outgrowing. It just, I just know I'm in it. That's all I can say. And I feel like a lot of the times it takes me a second, but I am self-aware of my feelings. And it's, again, that's been like a lot of, you know, process to become self-aware of how you're feeling and stuff like that, and acknowledging the things that you're going through. And I can't, like, I really cannot explain this feeling of outgrowing, but it's just, oh, you just feel like you're in the wrong place. You know, it just makes you want to cry. It just makes you want to just like, ugh. And a lot of these feelings, they want, like, it basically puts you in a little depression mode. And that's why I feel like a lot of like different, because this one aspect of my life is like holding me down, feeling that outgrowing feeling. Like I'm basically avoiding the other aspects of my life. And it's just, you know, that's all I can say. And like, I hope that people can relate to this right now. You know, you feel that, you know that feeling, and maybe you're in it, maybe you were in it, and you're kind of out of it right now. And this is not just a one-time thing. This is literally, again, the process of life, the process of growing and outgrowing so you can grow some more. So you're going to feel it multiple times in your life. I've had multiple times I felt like this. And that's why I know that this is how I'm feeling, is the outgrowth feeling. But yeah, and it's kind of hard sometimes when you get in that situation of outgrowing, because it's like, okay, so yes, I know that I'm outgrowing it, but how can I take the next steps to grow? What is the next opportunity to grow? And it's going to take you a little bit to figure out what your next thing that you want to go on to, obviously. It's not just, oh, I'm feeling outgrowth. Okay, bye to that. Bye to that chapter, because that's what you want to say. You want to say bye to that chapter. But again, you can't just immediately say bye. You have to like kind of come up with a plan for yourself and being like, okay, like this is, yes, this is not what I want to be in, but what do I want to be in? Start journaling, start writing it down, start brainstorming of things, start brainstorming that like happier life that you want to live, and then go towards that path. It's hard to leave the part of you that's outgrowing. You know, you're just meant for so much more, and you know you have so much more purpose, but you choose to stay for the reasons that you specifically have. Again, it's not just an easy, oh, I'm outgrowing, okay, bye to this the freaking second you feel that outgrowth. You have to take the process of going to what you want to do next. It's, again, the scary thought of, with what if you look at the end of your life? Like, what if you're at the end of your life? Not look at the end of your life. What if you're at the end of your life and you realize that you, like, again, played it safe. You left your dreams unfulfilled. Like, you know you would regret that. You know in your heart, in your mind, that you would regret not going for the dreams that you had. A lot, like, especially in this generation and stuff like that, like, I think that we're really told and pushed to go for the dreams that we have, which is really good, but we're also told to play things safe because the economy and shit like that. And I'm not gonna get political out here, because what the fuck does Allegra know? But you know what I mean? We're told to go for dreams, but we're also told to play it safe, especially, again, in your 20s. You try to want to go that safe route because our parents are telling us to go the safe route. We don't know if we can make the jumps to go a chaotic route. But then we could be stuck in those jobs, and we think that this is what life is and we should just stay in it because it's income right now and it's paying our rent and blah, blah, blah. And this doesn't just go for jobs. Again, goes for friendships, goes for people around you. And this is what I'm going to talk about. Goes for relationships. People outgrow relationships. That is normal. That is totally normal. And if you're feeling that way, like, then it's time to make a move, because you don't want to stay in that relationship because, again, it's comfortable and you just don't feel that like love anymore. You don't feel that satisfaction that you used to. And that's okay, because you're growing as a human. They're growing as a human. People grow apart. That's, you know, we're not all meant to be together for the rest of our lives. And that's what the little thing I'm going to go into next is, with the signs of that we're feeling that outgrowth. And I hope, again, that you guys can relate to some of these things. I have like 5 things that I've thought up. You struggle to relate to the people around you. That friend that you had for years and years is no longer making you happy, and you have nothing more in common that brings you good energy. It's literally so normal to outgrow people. We all change. Some people don't change with you also. That's a big factor, is that you're going on this path that you want to be on, and these people are no longer on that path with you. You no longer have things to talk about or common activities. It's, again, not everyone's meant to be that lifelong character in your book, and that's totally okay and normal. You could have those friends in college and you were like literally the trio, literally the squad. You post up, and you've realized that they've kind of had that mentality of like, you're out of college now, of that they're still in college, and you know, they didn't grow in the sense that you're growing. And again, no bash to these people or no bash to these friends that you've had or stuff like that. We all go through it, where friends grow apart, relationships grow apart, because some people are not changing the way that you're changing. You're allowed to change. Don't try to stay back in that relationship, in that friendship, because they haven't changed and you just want to like stay. You have that like urge to stay friends because you've been friends for so long. But again, don't stick with things that are going to make you feel unfulfilled, you know? Don't stick with those things because you're comfortable with it. We have to be uncomfortable with the changing around, because again, it's all growth. It's that itchy feeling inside of you. You know that you need to grow. You need to get out of that so you can be on that other path. You're feeling the disconnect. You start feeling a little dissatisfaction in your life. Things are like no longer interesting you and you're pushing it like you did before. You're kind of feeling that no purpose thing again in that job or the relationship. Like you're just, there's no purpose here. I don't feel fulfilled. This is where you have to look in and think about what can make you happy and feel that purpose again. You know, you just sitting there at your job or you're standing there at the job and you're like, I just don't feel like I like this anymore. I don't feel that satisfaction anymore. I feel like my purpose here is just like, I don't have a purpose here. It just doesn't feel good. And even again, friendships, relationships, people around you, you're not feeling satisfied in that relationship anymore. You're not feeling satisfied in that friendship anymore. There's no give and take anymore. It's just like, you're kind of just there. And there's no point of just being there. Kind of like going into it, like you're kind of bored with life. If days are like starting to feel like they're a hassle, and that's when you start letting the depression creep in, and then nothing you like entertains you like it used to entertain you. That's a big sign that you're outgrowing, is that if you're getting bored, if this thing that you used to love, that used to be entertained by, is no longer giving those little butterflies in your stomach or excitement anymore, that satisfaction, like, oh yeah, like I did this, then it's time to move on. It's meaning that you're outgrowing that spot in your life, that segment in your life, and it's time to take that new path. Again, you could constantly be like dreaming of a different life. Like you're sitting there, you're daydreaming, consistently thinking about the way that you wish your life looked. That's a big telltale. Whoa, my tongue. We all know when I start to get into my rants, I like trip up on some words. That's a big tail. That's a big sign. Okay, we're going to skip over the word that I'm trying to say. That's a big sign that you're outgrowing. If you're literally sitting here, and I know that I sit here and daydream of my perfect little gym studio, indoor, outdoor, in Hawaii and stuff like that. I sit here and I daydream about that. And I know that's something that a goal that I want in life to be accomplished one day, of an indoor, outdoor gym. I don't think it's going to be in Hawaii. I don't think that's going to be, I don't want to disrupt the life in Hawaii and build property on it as an inland in the United States and stuff like that. I know that that's not what we should do in Hawaii. But that's just always been my dream and my always business plan I've ever talked about, you know, is my indoor outdoor gym in Hawaii. But I really one day want to accomplish opening up a gym indoor, outdoor in a nice warm weather. Please let me know where you want this gym, because we need a warm place. We can't have this nice Rhode Island weather of 50 degrees where I'm getting excited in March because the sun is out. Because obviously the outdoor part of that gym would be literally undercover and unused for many months out of the year. So if you want an indoor outdoor gym by Legs Fit, let me know where, because I'm down to accomplish that one day in my life. But anyway, if you're literally sitting here daydreaming of a different life, of a different job, of a different relationship, of a different friendship, you're daydreaming and you're like, wow, that would be so great. That would be amazing. Then that is a sign that you're outgrowing things. And I'm not saying make that jump and move to Hawaii to build that gym if you don't have the if you don't have the secure funds and stuff like that. Like, that's a good dream and stuff like that. And I'm not saying always just jump into right. Oh my God, again, when I get on my rants, I'm finally into this where I'm too far into the rant where my words jumble up. I'm not saying jump right into those daydreams that you are having, because a lot of them, you know, when we're daydreaming, it's very extravagant stuff, but we could take steps to get to those daydreams that we have. It means a lot of times when you're looking at a different life that it's time for that different life to happen. And again, it's a weird feeling, and a lot of times you just, again, you don't know how to get out of this outgrowth, because you have that, you also probably like in this outgrowth period have a lot of good things. There's a lot of pros, there's a lot of cons of it. So you don't exactly know where to go and what to do with it. But Again, if something is literally making you cry right before you see that person, right before you go to that job, it's a sign that you need to be out of it. Because there's no reason for us to spend years and days and seconds of our life crying over something and knowing that it's making us unhappy and staying in it, you know? I understand with jobs and stuff like that, it's stability of money half the time, more than half the time, because again, in your 20s, you're told that you're supposed to be in this job, you're supposed to be making that money, you're supposed to be building that income, saving and stuff like that, saving for a family, saving for that wedding, saving for the kids you're going to have one day, for their college funds, blah, 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 you know? But it's okay to switch over to a different job and the money will come later, you know? Like, again, we're in our 20s. We are still young. We are still young, okay? Again, I look at it as I'm 25 and I'm like, fuck. Like, I'm old. I'm not old. I understand that. But, like, it's like, where is this time going? Where is the things that I thought I was going to accomplish at this point? But that's totally fine. That's a different conversation. Blah, blah, blah. You know, let's get back on the outgrowing conversation. Anyway, if you're daydreaming that shit, fucking chase the dreams. Make the change. Chase the dreams. Always chase the dream. And then the last kind of sign that I want to talk about is like the you stopped kind of having fun and the things that you used to enjoy. Again, I talked about that a little bit with the entertainment. If a sport or job or relationship or any activity that used to bring you so much joy, used to have you smiling ear to ear and now it doesn't, and it's something you moan and groan about, it's stunting your growth there. If it's not causing you joy, it's stunting your growth. Why are we doing it? It's stunting your joy. You've outgrown it. We aren't meant to do the same things forever. We aren't meant to be with the same people forever. You aren't the same person you were when you first fell in love with these things. You're changing and you're growing. And again, I just kind of touched on that. Like with a sport, I know a lot of people go through that outgrowth of a sport, especially when you hit like college athletics. There's all of a sudden could be a hatred for that sport. And that's fine because you've went to a new environment, you changed, you're growing in that new environment, and you're like, oh, I realized that this sport is not for me anymore. That was what I did growing up and stuff like that. That was my childhood. And at this point in my life, I'm changing, I'm growing. I want to focus more on academics. I want to be a lawyer one day. I don't want to play soccer for the rest of my life, something like that. You know what I mean? We're changing, we're growing. It's okay to quit a sport in college. My little brother did it because he realized it was just making him so unhappy and it just wasn't helping him grow as a person. It was like pushing him down even more. And that is fine. You know, you go into that sport, that D1 sign and stuff like that, and you have that scholarship. And now, oh my God, I get rid of that scholarship and all the college tuitions, blah, blah, blah. But if it's not making you happy, then it's stunting your growth. Then it's going to cause that other, like, it's going to affect the other aspects of your life. Like I said, I am feeling this outgrowth in one aspect of my life and it's affecting the other aspects of my life. And I'm just trying to get through it and trying to go on to a new chapter. And I'm trying. And the best thing you can do is to try and then you can get rid of that thing that you're outgrowing. But yeah, you know, rants, speech, being in your 20s, outgrowing. We got to let the path of growing take its course. There's literally no need for us to stay in a stagnant and comfortable situation. I know a lot of this outgrowing shit is situational and it's hard to leave it right as you're feeling that outgrowth. Like I'm sitting in this outgrowing feeling and it's just making me uncomfortable. And I'm just, I know that I'm ready for something else. You know, I'm just feeling these things and it's so hard to explain this feeling, but I'm just trying to figure out the next path. And as long as we're trying, it's going to take time, you know? It's not just a one day feeling then a next day resolution. It's going to take time. It's a path, you know, that path keeps building. It's not just a path that's paved right in one day. You know, you see the people making roads out there, making paths, making bridges. Like, it doesn't all just grow in one day. It takes time. Railroad takes time to grow. You know, you can't put all the tracks on at the same time. But yeah, all my metaphors that I'm throwing in here right now. I feel like I just wanted to talk kind of about it, like it's focusing it kind of a little bit about in your 20s, because a lot of my audience is in their 20s. And that's why I kind of wanted to pinpoint out this age in our lives. But I know that we also all feel the outgrowth in our life at any age. Especially in your 20s, again, like I touched on, we think we need to stay with those college friends, stay in that first job, or maybe even stay in your hometown or the college relationship that you have with that significant other. I feel like we jump into these things that we're supposed to do and keep on doing them because it gets comfortable. And it's just like so hard to jump into a different risky situation when you don't know what that next door is. And obviously, again, that risky situation that I just said is going to be risky. Like, duh. You know, duh. It's risky. But we have to create the new journey and the new path that we're ready for because we're ready for more of a purpose. We want to feel that satisfaction. We want to feel like we're on this earth to do something, on this earth to change, you know, to change the things around us, to change us, to be a full, rounded, loving individual. And when you're growing, you grow. So keep on growing. Don't stay stagnant. We just wouldn't be feeling these feelings of outgrowing if we didn't have them. And again, it's going to take a second to recognize it. But it means if you're outgrowing, you're ready for something new. You're ready for that. Your body would not tell you if you weren't ready. You're ready for it. So just know that. Just know it's cool to grow. It's cool to outgrow things. Just know when you are outgrowing things, try your hardest to get out of that situation, to not let it affect all the aspects of your life that I'm letting it affect right now. It's all a process. It's all a good process. That's what life is. But yeah, that's just the little rant I wanted to go on about. If you're outgrowing, take the next fucking step. Go grow. Go grow. The flowers are blooming, you know? Don't step on the flower. Let it grow. My favorite flower is pink peonies. Someone please send me pink peonies. Just kidding. But yeah, guys, love a good rant. Love a good Wednesday rant. I hope you guys are having a good day. If you're feeling that feeling of outgrowing, please let me know. You know, we can talk through it together because you just know that. Ugh. Feeling that I love that you guys are listening to me making like weird noises through the microphone. I was like telling somebody the other day that I'll never like let you know that I'm behind you. I'll never be like behind you, like blah blah blah, like hey sorry to your left. I'll just make a weird noise. I'll just be like just know I'm over here. That's just kind of my personality. But guys, great conversation, great rant. Love you all. Hope you survive and having a thriving day. Peace out, my homies. Go vibe out.